views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie. I am your host, and you are listening to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And truly, there are a lot of miracles. Today, I'm excited because I have my old friend Teresa Huber as my special guest today, and we're going to talk to you about something very interesting. So get your pens, pencils, and paper out. You're going to want to hear this. Teresa Huber is an occupational therapist, a massage therapist. She has been practicing occupational therapy in the earliest, you wouldn't believe how old she is. She's been doing this for 30 years. And I look at her and I go, 30 years? You just look a little bit over 30 years. In 1989, she completed 500 hours of massage therapy with Health Matters Massage Therapy School and Mesella Valley School of Therapeutic Arts, and became certified by the NCBTMB, that's National Certification Board of Therapeutic Massage and Body Work, in 1992. Teresa also became a certified work capacity evaluator in 1988 and received certification of testing evaluation for work fitness and disability by the American Disability Evaluation and Rehabilitation Institute in 1987. So we go way back. In addition, she has been a certified Traeger practitioner for 16 years and earned her certification as a neuromuscular therapist by the International Academy of NMT. Teresa has studied medical aromatherapy. She's also studying essential oils, and that is the reason why she's on this show today, because I'm excited about her essential oil head. I understand that she's one of the best in the essential oils and still learning, still going to lectures around the country. Teresa has lectured on topics of pain syndromes and treatments, adaptive equipment. I understand, and I've learned to know her for her occupational therapy work. She's been to the retreat several times, and she has learned all about my detoxification program at the retreat. She is relentless in her ability to learn and learn and learn. And today, we're going to give you value about essential oils. She's going to talk about the art of essential oils, the benefit of essential oils. I've been using essential oils for many, many years, and I don't nearly know as much as I should or could, because I have a friend called Teresa Huber. Hello, Teresa, and welcome.
Hello, Dr. Ronnie. Happy to be here.
Teresa, I know you're excited as I am about talking about essential oils, and you know how much I use my oils, and sometimes I do it wrong, but at least I'm trying. I've been using essential oils because I know, you know, learning from you and from reading and being part of the company, that I know that it boosts mental acuity. So I use it a lot for my clients at the retreat for that purpose. I also use it to kill and prevent the spread of bacteria. I try to make antibacteria dish detergent out of it. I know sometimes you'll say use 3 drops and I'll end up using 6 drops, but nevertheless, I am so happy to have you on the show and the ability to call you, and also to just pick up the phone and for you to answer any questions that I have about essential oils, because I want to use it more and more. I want to use it for depression. I want to use it for cleaning viruses off of surfaces. I mean, the list is huge. You can even use this stuff for pain relief. I have a manual for essential oils that's bigger than my Bible. And every time I want a different use for it, I go to that manual. Thank goodness for that manual. It's called the Pharmacy of, I think it's called Nature's Pharmacy, spelled with an F-A-R-M-A-C-Y. And that book is a guide for the use of the essential oils. Can you explain to our listeners the history and why you're so excited about this company that you're involved with, and what are the uses that you use your essential oils for?
Well, first of all, I'd like to give a little bit of background about why I'm using these particular oils, and it really has to do with my teacher and mentor, and her name is Alexandria Brighton. We often call her the mother of aromatherapy in the Western world. Alexandria Brighton was the originator of all of the first formulas created by Young Living, because she created Young Living. So people hear of different companies out there, and they say, oh, well, I do this company, or I do that company, or whatever. So there are many places that you can get them and many companies that market essential oil. So I have followed Alexandria Brighton for close to 15 years, maybe longer. So that is whom I'm. She is a purveyor and blender for the company called Codesana, G-O-D-E-S-A-N-A, or Green Organic International out of Westerville, Ohio. So this is a fairly new company, and Alexandria is aligned with this company, and they are the only providers of her blend. So you say, well, why don't you just go down to the health food store and get some oils? Sure, you can go down to the health food store and get some oils. I'll have to tell you that about 90% of all essential oils produced in the world today are what we call recreational-grade essential oils. You can go get some lavender, peppermint, or tea tree, or whatever at your health food store, and they'll say, yeah, they're all natural, yeah, they're this. Well, if only 10% are produced in the world, what's the likelihood that they're really the highest quality? So Alexandria stands for the highest standards of essential oils. And if you start looking into what is medical grade essential oils, then you will find that they are usually cold pressed, steam distilled, made in small quantity. They are not made in big, huge mass production quantity. The world wants so much lavender that most of the time they produce it so fast that it's overheated, and many of the healing constituents of those oils are destroyed. So, for example, if you have a fungus, a toenail or fingernail fungus, and you go to the health food store and get your tea tree, and you put that on it because you read in some book that tea tree treats fungus, and then you come back and you say, well, I've used that. I used it every day. I followed the directions. It didn't do anything. Why? So you have to know what it is you're putting on there. With Codesana essential oil, they are all tested to make sure the chemical constituents are what they need to be to make it a therapeutic grade. So I happen to know a year or two ago, the provider that Alexandria was buying peppermint from had a bad crop. Guess what? She didn't buy peppermint from that company. She had said that she shouldn't buy peppermint produced in the United States. Now, I don't know if that's still true. But I have to tell you that it is a due diligence of researching crops, pesticides, you know, when they're harvested. I'm going to have to tell you that some of the oils she wants harvested at a certain time of the day, a certain time of the year. If they're not, she doesn't buy from that company. Why is all that important? All of that is important because of the chemical constituents that are present at the time harvesting. For example, the difference between lavender syrup and lavender fine.
Wow.
Lavender fine is something that you can, you plant and you go to the lavender fields. Like this month, anybody interested in learning a lot about lavender, there's a Squeeze Lavender Festival in Washington. Happens every year. So if you want to know about all the different kinds of lavenders, and I'm going to tell you there's more than I know, 10, 12, 15 different kinds of lavenders, I don't know. But a lavender vera is a wild lavender, and it grows high up in the mountains, and there's not a very much of that. What is the chemical constituent that makes that such a valuable healing lavender is what's called esters.
Well, I love lavender. I put lavender in a lot of things. I love the way it smells. And we're going to go to break, but I want to just say before we go to break that there are so many, it's so much value that you get from essential oils. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of them. Antibacteria, anti-cancer, antifungal. I mean, the list is long, so we're going to go to break, and when we come back, let's talk about the many values that you get out of essential oils.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Hello, we're back again with Teresa Huber, and we are talking about essential oils, the benefits of essential oils, why you should use essential oils. Are essential oils good for your chronic illness? Where do you buy essential oils, and what type of essential oils should you buy? And Teresa had just finished talking about the quality of essential oils and how important they are to make sure you get the right essential oils. Now, Teresa, there are many essential oils that have many different properties besides using it for antifungal, antibacterial, antimicrobial, antitumoral, antiparasitic. The list is huge. Antiseptic. I have about 40 bottles of 1 ounce essential oils. And out of the 40 bottles, I know about maybe what 30 of them do. But there's like 100 more that I don't have, and I want to develop my pharmacy. I want to have an essential oil pharmacy, so I'm going to be using more and more of them every day. I've been specializing in detoxification, body cleansing for over 20 years now, and so I use a lot of essential oils for detoxification. Lately, I've been making my own cleaning detergent, and I'm sure you're probably going to make it better for me, but I'll tell you what I do, okay? I just take a bottle of dish detergent and empty out the old dish detergent, and I will use some lemon. I'll put like 5 to 10 drops of the lemon essential oils, and then I'll put 5 to 10 drops of the protector, and then I'll put 3 or 4 drops of grapefruit or orange to make it smell better, and then I'll use some tea tree and fill it up with water. That's my spray to cleanse my kitchen counter. How am I doing?
Fabulous.
Really? Oh, thank you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Truthfully, you don't have to put all those things in there. I would call that a super germ killer, and you've covered all realms of a germicide. So okay. What you should know about essential oil and germs is that essential oils do not adapt to the germs that are out there. So I know you're familiar with something called MRSA and, you know, all these airborne germs that stay on counters and doorknobs and grocery carts and toilet seats and, need I say more, well, some of them stay there like 72 hours. And guess what? Our regular antibacterial detergents and cleaners won't kill the germs. However, the germs are killed by the essential oils because the germs cannot adapt because the crop is different every year. So it's like you become resistant to an antibiotic and then you keep getting infections and they give you more antibiotics, and the doctor says, well, I'm sorry, there's nothing more we can do. That's why we have super germs today.
Wow, yeah. And there's a big article in the newspaper yesterday about MRSA and how MRSA is not going anywhere. It's getting stronger. It's amazing that we can, you know, knowledge is power. I've been saying that for 30 years. And the more knowledge you have about how to heal your body with some of the most natural things out there and essential oils. And like you told me once and you taught me that it's, you know, it's from the Bible. We go way back with essential oils. And there's many different ways that you can purify with essential oils. You can actually purify your air by putting it in a diffuser. You could destroy odors from mold and cigarettes and animals and all kinds of strong smells with some essential oils. I mean, there's so many different properties for essential oils. You can inhale them. You could put it in your bathtub. You could put it on the soles of your feet. Actually, I've been using some essential oils in the sole of my feet once. I mean, I was using some immune stuff. If someone looks sick around me, I start using essential oils. I don't even have to get sick to start using it. I may be overdoing it. I hope not. But one of the things that I wanted you to talk about, because essential oils is becoming big now and people need to know about essential oils. How do you use essential oils in your bathtub? I think I called you once on that, Teresa. You know, I learned about essential oils, you know, going to school. Of course I did, being a naturopath. But, you know, I'm not an oil specialist. And all I remember is that I wanted to take a bath, a big, strong immune bath. And even though I know oil don't mix with water, for some reason it just skipped my mind. And I started putting these oils in my bathtub. And it was like some of the little oil droplets got on my skin and burn my skin. So let's talk about some of the ways to use these essential oils.
Well, I have to tell you, the first thing that Alexandria is adamant about is what's called essential oil safety. So just because aspirin is safe to take, should you take the whole bottle? And should you take them on an empty stomach? Okay, NSAIDs. You know, how many people have ulcers because of NSAIDs? So when you go to the pharmacist and get a prescription, the pharmacist has a discussion with you about how to take that medication. It might make you drowsy. It might put holes in your stomach. It might do whatever. I know I hurt my back years and years ago, and I went to get a pain medicine the doctor prescribed, and I had the pharmacist hand me the contraindication and the side effects, and I'm going to tell you that piece of paper was as long as I am tall. And I handed him back the medication, and I did not take it. All right? So, all that being said, because everybody understands their side effects of medication, there are side effects of anything that you can put in your mouth, that your stomach has to digest, that your body has to integrate, that your liver has to put run through your liver and your pancreas and all of your organs. So essential oils, I'm going to tell you, when you put them on your skin, is in your bloodstream in seconds. All right? When you take a bath, you open up all of your pores. When you put an oil in there that is hot, like cinnamon, oregano, clove, peppermint. Okay, well, guess what? You can burn your skin. Now, how do you safely take a bath with essential oils? We create something called an emulsion. We often put that in Dead Sea salt, Himalayan salt, or you can put it in your bubble bath. But you mix your oil in something first. You run your bath first. Then you get in the bathtub, then you can add your essential oils that you've already put in something else. Then you will not burn your skin.
Ah, okay. Yeah, see, that's important to know, because now there's certain oils that you could put at the bottom of your feet, and that's okay, but you have to know which oils they are.
Well, I'm going to tell you, any of the oils that have heat, and they're high in phenol, which means it's a chemical constituent, and it's very, very strong. Oregano is one of the strongest antibacterial, antifungal, anti-germicide. You know, it is a big gun.
Well, can I tell you what happened? Let me tell you what happened with oregano. Well, one of my family members' husband, he had a hernia, and they weren't going to do surgery on his hernia because it was all wrapped up and was very complicated until they give him antibiotics. So they gave him a course of antibiotics, and the antibiotics didn't work. So his wife said, well, we're not going to give you any more antibiotics. Let's try oregano. So she put 4 to 5 drops of oregano and mixed it with sesame oil, and she put it in a capsule, and she gave him like 3 oregano capsules a day for 10 days. And guess what? Bingo. He was able to have the surgery, and not only did he not get yeast from the antibiotics, but he was in perfect health to have that surgery due to the oregano capsules, 3 times a day for 10 days. I thought that was phenomenal. And so now whenever I just get any little thing, or any of my clients get any little thing, I'll call my sister up and says, do you have any oregano? So I'm sold on oregano. I know how strong it is, and I know it's an antibacterial. It's also an antifungal, and it also helps you with your immune system. There's a lot of properties that oregano oil have. One of the things, too, the carrier oil that you mix. How important is that? Was sesame seed oil the right combination, or could you use any other carrier oil? Can you explain carrier oil?
Yes, sure. So basically, when you put the essential oil in another kind of oil, which could be coconut oil, sesame seed oil, grape seed oil, almond oil, jojoba, which is not an oil, but if you go and get a massage, your massage therapist often will put essential oils in their massaging lotion or oil. So any of these popular oils that you apply to the skin, okay? Sesame seed oil happens to have the properties of being anti-inflammatory and is great for inflammation. A light oil that goes in real nice and it's not oily is grapeseed oil.
I see.
Some people use olive oil to put in capsules if they're taking essential oils orally. I have to tell you, please don't take anything orally, including essential oils, unless you are being advised by an appropriate practitioner. Mm-hmm. So please do not go down to the health food store and buy yourself some oregano and put it in a capsule and take it. It will burn holes in your intestines. So you really
should talk to a therapist before you try to treat yourself with any type of medical grade quality essential oils. You really should, because I just for myself, knowing the little that I know about the oils, and I have a big pharmacy book for essential oils in front of me, and before I do anything, I'm looking in that manual, and it's a huge manual. And also, you got to be careful with children. I mean, you don't want to give children these types of oils. There's just a lot of oils you got to be careful with. And besides oregano, you got to be careful with Tri Remedy. You got to be careful with peppermint and even eucalyptus. These are very strong oils. And that's why I was really excited when this company, Gotasana, came out a wellness kit for children. They actually have a wellness oil for kids. Which is in a perfect combination. So we're going to go to break, and when we get back, we're going to talk more about essential oils and how we can help you with your health and wellness goals.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie, your host. You are listening to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and there are truly a lot of miracles. And we are here today with Teresa Huber, occupational therapist, massage therapist, and she does trigger certifications, and she's the American Disability Evaluation and Rehabilitation Institute. She has many, many, many certifications, and she's been well known for now essential oils. She's been dealing with essential oils with the company Gotasana for some time, and I'm excited to have her on so that she can help our listeners and readers to understand the benefits of essential oils and why you can use them and how you can use them and why they can help you with your chronic illness and lifestyle. Teresa, thank you so much for being on. We have so much to talk about in such a short amount of time. And I've had some people text me along the way. Someone wanted to know what's the best She must be a massage therapist. She says, what is the best oil to best combination of oils to massage someone with? And what carrier oil should she use? And she's been using coconut oil. And is that a good oil?
Okay, so the question is what carrier oil is best to use for massage? Is that the question?
And what essential oils can she use with the coconut oil that she's using?
Well, first of all, I'm going to just take a little bit of a leap here, and I'm going to say that, well, if somebody's coming to you for massage, then chances are they may be coming to you because they have muscle aches and pain. So if you have muscle aches and pain, then you want to use essential oils that help the muscle aches and pain. So Alexandria has a flagship essential oil blend, which she calls Trauma Relief. So I've used Trauma Relief for 15 years. And she has two massage oil blends that you can, that the massage therapist can buy. And it's in a sesame seed oil foundation. And she calls it Isoflex Cool Down and Isoflex Warm Up. So I like to use those two for massage for muscle aches and pains, especially if you're massaging a large area. And the answer to her question, is coconut oil a good oil to use? Sure, coconut oil is a good oil to use. It depends on the person's skill and technique and type of massage that they do. And you can literally put any kind of oil in your carrier oil, even if you put little oregano. What I didn't mention before about what happens when you put essential oils in carrier oil is it helps to quench the heat of the oil. So those oils that are really hot, if you put a drop or two of the high phenol oils in your carrier oil, then that's fine as long as you've got a larger volume of carrier oil. That's fine. I often make a personal blend for my massage patients. They'll come in, and only the massage therapist, it's like your hairdresser and your massage therapist, are only know who you really are and what your true needs are. So they're the ones who are going to pamper you and give you what you need. So wow. I make a 2-ounce bottle of my carrier oil, and my client comes in, and I'm going to do a personal blend for that person that day. And let them take the rest home with them.
Wow. So, Teresa, and also, you know, I know that, you know, to improve circulation, because a lot of people that I see have chronic fatigue syndrome, and I remember reading that coriander is a circulatory stimulant, and it also helps with the release of toxins, so we use a lot of coriander in that mixture of oils. But we also use, and I want to make sure we're doing it right, we also use something that I like and that you I think you sent me a bottle many months ago, if not a year ago. It was called L-Stimulate, and another one was called Circulate. And I use the coriander. I use maybe 3 drops of each, and I use this L-Stimulate and the Circulate. And that was used, I mean, because we had our massage therapist use that. And that we use for detoxification, also for circulation, like for if someone has a circulatory problem, and we also use it for chronic fatigue. Oh, and one other thing we put in there, rosemary. We did use rosemary, so we had those 4 things, and we put it in a carrier oil, and the carrier oil that we use most of the time is sesame seed oil. So my question to you is that, was that an overkill? We used 3 drops of coriander, 3 drops of L-Stimulate, 3 drops of Circulate, and maybe 2 to 4 drops of rosemary.
No, of course not. How? What I want to ask is how much carrier oil are you using? 2 ounces, 3 ounces, 4 ounces?
An ounce. We always use an ounce at a time.
That's probably okay, because you're doing 2 and 3 drops for an ounce. I don't have it. I don't know this off the top of my head, but I can send it to you, Alexandria, as a formula for depending on how much carrier oil you have what percentage of essential oil goes in that carrier oil. So I'm going to say off of the top of my head, that sounds like it's acceptable.
Oh, great. And so one other question that someone just had, this particular person wanted to know, was lemongrass or is lemongrass useful for lowering her cholesterol? She was told that lemongrass and peppermint was useful for lowering the cholesterol. Now I'm getting a text, so I'm not sure how she's using the lemongrass or the peppermint. But those two particular oils
I wouldn't know that off the top of my head, but if you, after the show, send me a question, I will look it up and email it back to you. I'd hate to say that off the top of my head.
Okay.
Without doing a little research. Believe it or not, the science of essential oils is a pharmacology. And, it's all based on biochemistry and the chemical constituents. And so when we have 100 and some odd single essential oils, you know, I don't know all the properties of all of them, but I do have resources. I can look them up.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, if there's over 100 bottles and I have 40, I'm overwhelmed with the 40 that I have, and then I get mixed up. That's why I use my pharmacy, my essential oil. I think it's called Nature's Pharmacy. I use that book for every time I'm going to use the oil for a different reason, because I want to make sure I get the best benefits out of the oils. So I want to make sure I'm using not too much in the carrier oil or not too little. One of the things that I really enjoy was my diffuser, because I really love the smell or the aromatherapy of some of the oils. And I use that a lot. For household germ killing, or just basically as a perfume, or just making the therapy room smell really good. But I also, you know that the therapists that we use here at the retreat use some of the essential oils for compresses. Like someone had a headache once, and she made a compress with lavender, and she put the compress over the client's head. And she alternated that with the back of her neck with ice compress and lavender compress. And literally, it really took away her headache. So I was really impressed. I mean, lavender has a lot of uses. And it's one of those oils that people really know a lot about. I mean, there's other oils that people don't know about. I know one of my other favorite ones that we use for depression is frankincense. I particularly like frankincense, and I've been knowing about frankincense for a while, but it also smells great, and I know that it's really good for depression. Do you have any oils that you particularly like to use for pain? Because we get a lot of pain at the retreat.
Yeah, let me back up a little bit, if you don't mind, and answer a partial question of the person who asked about lemongrass. And what I want to tell everybody is that if they go to the website, godesana.com, godesana.com, and you peruse the website and find out what oils you like, if you scroll down and you click on it, there's always a little tab that says more information. They have a fact sheet. So you would go to www.godesana.com/Dr. Ronnie, and that would be Dr. Ronnie's website. So the properties of lemongrass is analgesic, antidepressant, anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, antipyretic, antiseptic, astringent, bactericidal, carminative, connective tissue regenerator, deodorant, digestive tonic, diuretic, bedrifuge, fuge, fungicidal, galactic cog, immunostimulant, insecticidal, nervine, stimulant for the liver and the lymphatics, sedative, strengthens vascular walls and vasodilator. So your person that says, will it do something to the cholesterol? I don't know about the cholesterol, but it'll do all these other things.
Well, that's a lot. And let me tell you, we can have like two or three more sessions on essential oils and still not get everything and still not know everything, because there's just so many different essential oils out there. It's like a, it's like pharmacy. It's like you have a big book for medications. The book for essential oils is even bigger and growing, by the way. And the one thing that I like about the company GoToSana is that they put together combinations for you so that you don't have to do it yourself. And I think that's great. And I'm always looking for essential oils. I'm always looking for energy. People say I work too much, but I think that the essential oils do really give me a lot of energy. So I want to welcome you for being part of our lives in the essential oil world. And thank you so much for your profound knowledge on essential oils. And I'll see you again on another show.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Okay, we're back again with Teresa Huber, giving us so much value on essential oils. And earlier we talked about MRSA, and we talked about many things today and how essential oils can help us with our health and wellness. Teresa, you know, we realize the diverse knowledge that you have with essential oils. I would like for you to end the show by explaining how our listeners can get more information. Since we can't have more of you, we only got like 10 more minutes of you. So send us to more information on how we can learn about essential oils for particular chronic illnesses. One listener just texted in a question about MRSA and how her mother had MRSA for years and that she can't seem to get rid of it. She needs to really learn that it's very difficult to get rid of MRSA, but also essential oils helps in a lot of different ways. And I want you to be able to explain to the listeners how they can get more information.
Well, I know you have a website and people can communicate with you at your website. And if you want to tell them what that is, and they can also go to my website and they can send me a question. My website is candoiteasy@gmail.com. C-A-N-D-O-I-T, the letter E as in Edward, D as in Zebra, .com. CanDoItEasy.com. That's my business name, and they can post a question there. Alexandria Brighton is teaching a course in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, August 21st and 22nd. You can register for that. You can contact Alexandria. Contact me is the best way. And I will put you in touch with how to get in touch with Alexandria if you want to register for the course or if you want an email on the course. She starts with birth and goes through old age, covering all of women's issues. And this is a medical aromatherapy course for primarily practitioners who want to use essential oils in a practice. Lorraine Davies is one of our educators, and she always has some kind of live stream. She does videos and webinars frequently, and we have a ton of information on the website. So if somebody is interested and they want to know how to get more information, just contact me through my website, candoiteasy.com. Remember, the E is in Edward and Z is in Zebra, candoiteasy.com.
Thank you, Teresa. And if anyone would love to have more information about chronic illness and how to use essential oils, please go to my website, drronniedeluce@gmail.com. And to answer the young lady's question about MRSA and her grandmother, or her mother, I believe, MRSA is a growing problem in our country, and it's been because of overuse of antibiotics. And it's been around for years and years and years. It's running rampant in the hospitals. And one of the things that I would like to say about MRSA is that we talked about it earlier. The oregano lavender blend is a powerful, very effective antibacteria that helps to resolve MRSA. What I've asked someone to do a while back for MRSA was to use Trimerity with the oregano and lavender. If you would like that specific recipe for MRSA, please go ahead and feel free to send me an email at drronniedeluce@gmail.com. And some of the other essential oils for any bacteria, including MRSA, some of them will be lemongrass, lemon, peppermint, tea tree oil, rosemary, of course, lavender, of course, oregano oil, Trimerity. And then if you need to have some liver work done, then HEPA detox, which we can also give you a recipe for that. By all means, there is so much information out there. Teresa gave you the website. Feel free to browse the website and feel free to email Teresa or myself, because we just have so many different recipes and so much information regarding essential oils and how you can help your health or your family or friend's health with something so natural and so non-toxic, essential oils. Especially, I would like to give you a great hand sanitizing lotion. Thank you very much, Teresa. I would like to give this gift out, this recipe out, because I use it all the time. And I thank you for it because you sent me a gift. So you would take a 2-ounce bottle of organic hand sanitizing lotion. And what you use is 120 drops of the Protector Blend. And then you use 2 ounces of organic hand lotion. You can actually use olive oil lotion, which is great. You can use coconut oil, which is good. But the 120 drops of a Protector Blend not only is it a great sanitizing lotion, but it smells really good. And you can do this on many, many different ways with a lot of these different products. Depends on what you like. And the other thing that I would like to suggest, if you're really into essential oils and want to use it for many different types of properties, then I suggest you get the book called Nature's Pharmacy. That book has helped me so much. And I make sure that I read it every time I'm going to do something serious with it. So if you don't mind, Teresa, I would like for you to end the show by giving our listeners some more information about how they can help their loved ones go through the summer without getting sick.
Okay, let me make a little correction for your recipe. You said 120 drops of Protector. That probably should be 20 or less.
A 20 or less and 20 and 2 ounces of organic hand sanitizing lotion?
Oh, yeah, probably 5 to 10 drops is plenty. I always err on the side of less. You can always add a little bit more. But if you have a 2-ounce bottle of hand sanitizer, if you're using aloe vera gel or you're using, I just put some in water. In a 2-ounce bottle of water, I put in 10 drops, maybe. In a 4-ounce bottle of water, I put in 20 drops. And
wow.
I shake up the water and I just spray it on my hands. I just make my hand sanitizer with water.
Wow. These oils are so powerful. I always put too many drops. I actually feel like I'm doing an antibacterial lotion instead of a Protector lotion. But I'm using it all day. I work in a health center, and I'm always conscious of germs and viruses and, you know, people touching doorknobs and stuff like that. So I actually have a spray bottle where I will spray like 5 or 6 different types of oils. And I'll mix it with a quart bottle, and I'll just spray stuff and wipe it down. And I'll use stuff like lemongrass, lemon, peppermint, tea tree, rosemary. I'll use those type of oils in the kitchen.
Awesome. And you don't need very much. Okay, I put 1 drop in my dishwasher, 1 drop in my, when I'm washing dishes in my sink. 1 drop in my clothes. Did you know that when you are washing your clothes, even if it's very hot water, it doesn't kill all the germs?
So what?
1
what,
drop of Protector what, in the washing machine.
Oh, really? 1 drop of Protector. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that.
A lot of times a drop will do you.
Whoa. No wonder I'm going through so many oils. I go through a lot of oils. Okay. So that's one thing I've learned. Wonderful. Decrease the amount of drops that I'm using. Now, I'm going to invite you on again because I'm going to really need for you to talk about oils that you use in terms of nutrition, because I know you guys got great oils for nutrition. So, Teresa Huber, thank you. And you are coming back to talk to us about essential oils and nutrition. See, I just invited you back. We'll do that again
thank
soon
you so
one
much.
Day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.